down in Georgia. How can I help you?
Hi, is Jeff there?
He is on a call. Can I take a message for him, please?
Yeah, is he going to be available a little later on today?
He should be, yes. He's on a conference call.
Ah, okay. Okay. Yeah, is there maybe like an office manager or controller of the company I can speak with?
Well, who am I speaking with, sir?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
And what is Cardiff?
I was calling about some financing the company's done through MAC funding back in 2014.
We did funding through MAC funding? I worked for the company for 20-some years, and I don't remember using a MAC funding.
Okay.
It was called MAC back at the time.
Yeah, this is I'm with Cardiff, and we were, you know, trying to follow up on some finance offers we sent out. It was based off that funding back in 2014. It looked like through MAC. Not sure if it was like capital or equipment.
Yeah, it was capital equipment. It was for a customer. It wasn't for us.
Oh, okay. And well, I mean, it looks like
we sell industrial. We sell industrial parts washers.
Oh, okay. And yeah, so I mean, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital. And
if you'd like, you can forward me your information, and then if something comes up, I can give you a call. How's that sound?
Okay. What's a good email for you?
It is Dunnage, D-U-N-N-A-G-E, Wash, W-A-H, at AOL.com.
At AOL.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And you said with you like you also have customers.
I offer funding on every quote, but it just depends on what they decide they want to do.
Oh, do you guys have in-house financing, or is that what you offer?
No, we do not have in-house financing.
Oh, okay.
We offer it to them, and whether they pay for it straight out or what they do, it's kind of their choice.
Kind of their choice. And have you had any, customers that had trouble finding financing or possibly didn't like the terms?
You know what? It's been so few and far between, I really couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll just check it. I know that's a lost customer. That's lost business for you, if they can't find the financing.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, that's basically, we do equipment finance and working capital. Working capital is more like unsecured cash. And, how often you guys usually bring on inventory and are able to flip it?
We build everything customer specific.
Okay. So it's wash system, like a car wash kind of, or what?
No. It washes everything from trays, totes, pallets, bins, steel strips, nuts, bolts, football helmets, shoulder pads. And the uses go on and on.
That's crazy.
And
is this like you build like a port, or you kind of build the machine, or?
We build the machine.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's crazy.
That they wash whatever it is they need cleaned in.
Mhm. Okay. All right, and how much do those typically run? Like
anywhere from 15,000 up to 300, 400, 500,000.
Oh, they get up there. Yeah, depending on size, I'm sure. And for these, when you have the customers, or when you're building them for companies, do they like take up to like 60 days to pay you guys out, or is it usually no? It's pretty upfront.
We require a deposit and then a second payment, and then the third is net 30. Which is 10%.
Okay, great. I know some companies, sometimes they have to put out, they build everything and then they got to wait to get paid. It's kind of a pain in the butt. And that's where, kind of our working capital program is pretty popular. It's essentially, it's just unsecured cash. We can free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash. I'll go ahead and, shoot you over some info and, I'll follow up like next quarter and kind of see, what's going on with you guys. You had anything come up?
All right. Well, that sounds great.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.